Welcome back to No Country for Us. I'm your host, Gabriel Lobato, and today I'm joined by a contributor of the show, one that's been on before, the lovely Sophie Kreet. Sophie Kreet, say hi.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, last time we were on, we discussed the third wave feminism, and almost as, if you want to say, like an indirect part two to that episode, we're going straight into my gender roles for this episode, you know, something that has been a hot topic considering that we're in the midst of third wave feminism. We're in the midst of this era of feminism. And so, yeah, just going to get right into it. One of the things I've definitely noticed, about gender roles specifically is that, you know, men were always seen as the breadwinners. Women were always seen as, you know, I guess you could say the housewives. But that started to change, you know, during wartime when women started to occupy the workforces and fill the roles that men didn't, or men already filled. And then once they came back, you know, women obviously didn't want to give up those.
Right, obviously.
those roles. So I just kind of wanted to address, like, you know, what kind of changes have we been seeing so far, you know? I've definitely seen, like, when I look at my grandparents and then when I look at my parents and then I look at myself, you know, in the relationships that I've been in, you know, what is the, you know, attitudes that both parties are bringing to the table?
Yeah, I mean, like, you were talking about, like, your family. Taking a look at, like, my family, you can definitely see, like, the generational differences just in terms of, like, what they expect of one another. Like, I know in my grandparents' case, my grandmother does a lot more of the, like, housework kind of stuff. But in, like, my parents' relationship, obviously they're a little bit younger than my grandparents. The, like, housework kind of stuff is divided more mm-hmm. evenly. They're both fully employed, like, full-time. So you can definitely see where the attitude sort of started to change, I think.
Right. And, you know, this obviously isn't to paint either of my grandparents as, you know, bad people, but I feel like in a lot of ways they still maintain those attitudes even today. Like when I hear my grandparents talk about, you know, it's just like little things, you know. Like I noticed that, like, traditionally my grandma still, like, obviously, you know, they're really old now and they wouldn't be working, but, like, you know, my grandfather was always the one that would go to work every day. My grandma was, you know, always at home with my dad and his brother and sister. And then, but that's so different compared to my parents nowadays, who, you know, both of them have done their fair share of work together and, like, provided for each other rather than one person being the head of the household.
Right. I think my great-grandparents are, like, a perfect example of that. Like, my great-grandmother has never had, like, an out-of-the-house job. Like, she was a stay-at-home mom, but she also, like, babysat for, like, the other kids in the neighborhood. But she was always, she's just always been, like, oh, God, what's the word? Homemaker.
Right.
Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't know.
Homemaker.
Housewife, maybe.
Yeah, housewife. You know, but here's the thing, though. This isn't to say that, now, like, I feel like, there's an attitude today where people feel that, like, that we need to completely abolish those gender roles. How do you feel about that? Like, is that something that, do you think that is something that needs to be, like, gender roles is something that completely needs to be taken down?
I don't know. I think that's a really complicated question. I know, like, all of the older women in my life have gone out of their way to make it clear to me that if I want to have a career, I should pursue that. I should just, like, as a girl, be able to be independent and should mm-hmm. not be, like, dependent on the man in my life. So I think you can see how a lot of older women who may have been stuck in those traditional gender roles wished for a different opportunity to have been presented to them, like, wish they could have what, like, our generation has, which, especially, like, for women, it's more of, like, the freedom to choose whether or not you're going to be a housewife or a mother or if you're going to have a career. And I think that's really the important thing. It's the freedom to choose whether or not Because, like, obviously there's nothing wrong
with right.
being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, and the reason I bring that up is because I feel like a big part of the discussion about it is there's so much of the gender roles tied to the idea of the patriarchy, you know, and, like, you know, everybody that's saying, you know, we should, like, you know, abolish the patriarchy. But what aspects of it do we need to, you know, completely get rid of? The reason I say that is because the more I look at it, this isn't to say that, you know, one gender or one sex is specifically good for, you know, just this or just that. Like, men have to be specifically breadwinners or women specifically have to be stay-at-home moms or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, though, is, like, are there aspects of that that are actually beneficial to raising, you know, for example, children or having a productive household?
Well, I definitely will not argue the fact that women are better at being maternal.
Right, right.
Men are.
Men do not have uteruses. Yeah,
it's hard for them to have motherly qualities sometimes. So I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, femininity or, like, masculinity. I think, like I said earlier, I really truly just think it lies in, like, the most important part of this lies in the ability to choose whether or not you're going to, like, conform to traditional, like, gender roles or not. Like,
right. Now, what aspect of the gender roles, though, could we deem as being dangerous?
The idea that, like, for a household, like, to function, it needs to have, like, a maternal figure that stays home or, like, a male figure that goes to work. Just, I feel like that is not only not beneficial to, like, women and heterosexual couples, like, they should be able to go out and pursue a career if they want, because obviously women are just as capable of having successful careers as men are, but I think it's also really dangerous for, like, same-sex couples, the idea that, like, just in, like, a familial sense, not talking about anything outside of that, it just, I think it adds to, like, potential discrimination and, like, homophobia.
Right, so it seeps into other aspects of not necessarily just the idea of, you know, what constitutes as a
acceptable family.
An acceptable family goes into even, you know, homophobic territory, or maybe not necessarily homophobia or the unacceptance of, like,
I just think it adds more stigma to the idea of, like, a child growing up with, like, two dads or two moms. Like,
right. Yeah, it's a dangerous territory. So what do you think, like, are steps that we can take to, like, prevent this from, or maybe not preventing it, but changing those stigmas, changing those old ways?
I think we're honestly, like, headed in, like, a really good direction already, just in that I think there are very few young people, like, people in high school and college now that are stuck in those, like, quote-unquote, like, traditional family values kind of thing. And, like, you have to give credit where credit is due. I think a lot of older generations, or particular people in the older generations, have done an exceptional job of teaching, like, their sons and daughters that it's okay to step outside of your traditional gender role if that's who, like, you are.
Right. Now, the next part, I was like, it kind of has to do with that and, you know, what we're carrying into the future. I've noticed that a lot of gender roles are, they tend to be tied to one's religious faith. You know, I can talk from I can't really talk from a personal experience because I didn't really grow up in, like, you know, a environment where, well, kind of. I need to think about this for a second. Maybe not necessarily the socioeconomic part of the household, the idea of, you know, traditional family roles, my household, but definitely when it's tied to my faith in who is allowed to be the quote-unquote head of the congregation, you know, one that is, like, a priest or an elder, you know, it's always designated to men, and sometimes I think that can be a dangerous idea because faith is so tightly related to people's to people's, like, just the way they grow up.
Sure.
It's tied to who they are. So, you know, how do we prevent those religious ties from seeping into our... That sounds bad. You know what I mean.
No, though. I do know what you mean. That's a hard issue to combat because, like you said, religion is so personal for people. And mm-hmm. for a lot of people, that's their whole life.
Right.
So the idea of you telling someone that something that's a part of their religion is wrong or needs to be fixed, especially if it's something like men are traditionally priests or the Pope is always a man, mm-hmm. People are very hesitant to change that. So I don't know how you'd go about preventing that. But I know there are, like, some steps being taken in some religions.
Right.
To
yeah,
better the lives of women. But mm-hmm. that's a really hard fix. I don't know.
It is definitely a hard fix. I know that in my religion, like, you know, women are not allowed to be, quote-unquote, I guess the equivalent of it from my religion to, like, mainstream would be, like, a priest. But women aren't allowed to, like, fill that role. And, in fact, they're not allowed to lead anything that that has to do with the congregation, in fact.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's it's a little strange, but, you know, it's whatever. But, yeah. And then I think that the gender roles, I definitely think that in some ways it's helped. Like you said earlier, like, moving away from, like, us as who we are now, this generation, moving away from those old, you know, ideas. I think it's also, like, kind of like how gender roles were seeping from, you know, just being, like, a family issue to a, you know, a greater...
Grander scale.
A grander scale issue. I think, like, it could also mean the fact that, like, it has to do with economics and stuff as well. Like, so many women now that they're in the workforce... You know,
well, yeah, it's very hard to be a single income household in modern America anyway. It's, I think, fiscally irresponsible.
Right.
Unless your husband has an exceptional job.
At least nowadays,
yeah. Yeah, like in modern times, which is a part of, I think, the change. It's mm-hmm. sort of expected that women are contributing to, like, family income.
Right, right. But, you know, nowadays we're... moving away from that, we have less of a social, I don't know, stigma of that.
Oh, I definitely agree. You were, like, in ye olden days, you were, like, a spinster. If you were, like, an independent woman making your own money unmarried, you were definitely judged by society. But now we would just view that as someone who made, like, that choice with their life rather than the decision to get married. I don't think there's as much of a stigma.
Spinster.
It's a good word.
It is a good
word.
It's
very accurate.
Yeah, definitely. You know that show F is for Family on Netflix?
I do not.
Okay, well, it's about a family growing up in the 70s, but it kind of perfectly illustrates that, like, stereotypical gender role fulfillment because of its era that it takes place in. The man goes off to work, but the mom in the show is all about trying to seep herself into the workplace, and it starts okay. with, oh, it sounds so horrible, it starts with that selling Tupperware.
Okay, like her own Tupperware she's selling off to
no,
people?
No, like
okay.
She sells it for other people.
A little less sad. Just selling your own stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like those feminist movements definitely, I think, changed for the better of those stigmas. Do you think they would have changed naturally, though? Like, if we had, without those movements, do you think women's roles...
I think it's kind of a chicken and the egg type of thing. Like, the economy is really... Like I said, like, I think the fact that it's nearly impossible to be, like, a regular family with a single income and be a single income household has changed things, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I give most of the credit to, like, women in previous generations, mm-hmm. really.
For sure.
Going out of their way to make sure people knew it was okay to branch out.
You need to get out there. Like, get out of the house.
Go, leave now before they catch you.
It's time for you to go. Well, yeah. All right. I think that'll wrap up today's episode, though.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem. Tune in next time.
This is a very abrupt ending.
I know, it's abrupt ending. I don't quite have a...
I don't think it's an issue with any resolve to it. It's just going to continue evolving.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a continuation of the last episode and of the one that me and you had, honestly.
I wonder what part three is going to be.
Yeah, so it's really just, what's the next step? It's an ongoing discussion, that's for sure.
Maybe it'll be about the wage gap.
Do you want to talk about the wage gap?
I want to talk about what you did to me earlier.
I made a joke against Sophie that will not be repeated on this podcast. All right. Well, tune in next time for the next episode with Sophie Gree for part three of the ongoing discussion about women in society.
Could talk about it all day.
All right. Thank you, and see you next time. Goodbye.